Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm actress and host Sarah Priebus, and we're coming to you live from New York City with The Jake Brown Show.
And welcome to The Jake Brown Show on radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. And if you're a loser and own an Android, you can get it on Stitcher as well. Joining us in studio now, wearing leather pants, pantalones, and I don't even know what to call the top.
A red sparkle sequins.
Is actress, host, the queen of content, the H queen, HQ trivia host, Sarah Priebus, in studio, Brooklyn and Philly zone.
Woo-hoo.
How you doing? Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming. We just played HQ and we lost on
Q6. We got Q6 and we got out on Q7, which is really good.
Yeah, it was impressive. And we should have listened to board operator Pat Ananetti over here, who's commenting on the Facebook Live that, for the record, I said Guffman. And instead, we listened to my 3.0 Hofstra dumbass education. Although Hofstra's a good school, I've lost many brain cells over the years. It's 4 years ago. It's a long time. Like, you know, after college, life goes just so downhill and you just get so much dumber. Do you feel that way?
I don't feel that way.
Okay. Maybe it's just me. anyways.
Setting the record straight. I do not feel that way.
In other news, now you started HQ at the inception
not quite.
Scott Rogowski was the inception.
Correct.
But the man needs a vacation, and sometimes.
Yeah, I started over the summer. I don't know. I would say maybe a month into it ish, and yeah, it's only grown from there. It was kind of a little bit more sporadic at times, and yes, then Scott Rogowski, needed more breaks, and I got to go on more. So now at this point, we are both regular hosts.
Do you like Scott?
I do like Scott.
Honest answer.
I actually really do like Scott. What's funny? I've really only met Scott one time.
Mm-hmm.
He made a very fine impression, and he makes a very fine impression every day when I play HQ. I love his humor.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, and he obviously the complaints people would have is that sometimes he just takes too long, but hey, you got to get the jokes out there.
Yeah.
And you do the same, and you said, I don't think you care about saying this, but you do write the jokes and you have a script,
yeah,
which is interesting.
Yep.
It's not off the top. People think, hey, how do they come up with that? You have something. You plan it out. It takes preparation. This is a job. It's not you're not just reading a script that they give you. You have to think of ways to be creative, keep people in the game, and keep them coming back for more.
Yes.
Which 1.5 million people occasionally do hop in for some more. So you got to give them the gravy.
This is true. Yeah, we get the questions not very long before, not long enough before for me to share answers with anyone. Also, that would ruin the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
And she just played. She didn't have any answers. We need help. And
no.
We tried Google.
I only get
help.
The answers when I host. And the purpose of getting those answers is for me to write solid jokes, weak puns, whatever you want to call my style of material. I usually like to throw out some trivia when I deliver the questions and answers, in addition to kind of cracking something funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, It's a new skill set for me because I've never written jokes before. I don't come from a background of doing stand up like Scott does.
And you grind. I mean, it's acting is a tough industry, and obviously you go through auditions, and you've done a lot of cool things though. You were part of Ellen, which was amazing. I mean, I love Ellen.
Yes.
Since I'm home during the day, usually I watch Ellen so much, and the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway she does is
the best.
I want to be in the crowd for
me
that
too.
So bad. Like, it's a dream. Like, can we try to get in the crowd? Like, that's on a bucket list goal right
there. That's 2018 right there. We're going to get in the crowd.
And probably at this point 2020, because there's probably a waiting list for the next couple of years.
Okay, fine. 2020.
But you get on Ellen for a infomercial that you did called Shiny Heiny. Basically, it was a product. I mean, you could explain it, but it was a product basically to wash your butt.
That's exactly what it is.
But tell the whole story behind it and how Ellen just randomly contacted you to be on.
So I'm an actor. like Jake said. And in addition to having an agent and a manager that submit me for jobs, I hustle and I submit myself for things from acting websites. And that's how I got HQ. Everyone's story on how they got HQ is a little bit differently, is a little bit different. But mine is that I submitted myself for the gig and I got it. And with the Ellen Show, very similar thing. There was a job listing. I submitted myself, not for the Ellen Show. Let's clarify that. There was a job listing for an infomercial for a product that was spelled incorrectly. It said the Shinny Hinny, which it clarified was a personal cleaning product. That is what it said.
But what does that mean, Shinny Hinny?
You know what? To me, it sounded like something that you like wash your car with. What are those things called? Like squeegees or shit.
What shit things.
I don't know. It said
sponges.
I don't know. I just thought it was like a normal cleaning, or like a cleaning product or whatever. I mean, does your imagination go straight to butt brush when you see an ad for a cleaning product?
No,
probably not,
because that's so rare and unheard of.
Right.
No.
So I was booked off photos, which sometimes jobs do. You don't necessarily have to audition for everything. And went to shoot the infomercial, got there, realized what the product actually was, my shiny hiney, and tried to back out. But
so you tried to back out.
I tried to back out.
Because it was about
just cleaning
your butt.
Yeah, it was like, what I thought it was. And I tried to back out, but I was already in Jersey. I live in Brooklyn. It was a little bit of a hike to get there. And the couple that was shooting it, they were very nice and they were desperate. And they said they would shoot it tastefully. And
that could be many things.
They swayed me. I stayed.
So an older couple. That's so random for an infomercial.
That's Jersey. What they do. They film infomercials.
That's an odd occupation.
I think it's very sweet, actually.
How old are we? Are they like 70s?
No, they're not old. No, sorry. They're probably late 40s or early 50s.
Where in Jersey?
This is
a big factor.
I don't know.
Was it North Jersey?
Okay, North Jersey. I took a bus from Port Authority.
But once, if people are not from here, like once you're in Jersey and like you're there, like you have to get done something because it's such a heck.
I don't have a car.
Such a trek to get there.
I had to take a bus to get there.
Oh, the bus system is terrible getting there too.
So it wasn't ideal. So I got there. They convinced me. I shot the infomercial, and I thought nothing of it. Because obviously this isn't something that you brag to your friends and family about. And then about 6 months later, the guy of the couple, the male part of the couple, sent me a text, and it was a link to an episode of Ellen from earlier that day. And she had shown the infomercial on her show.
This is 2016, correct?
Was it? I'm losing
track. I saw
the
video that they posted was September 2016 that you were on Ellen.
Okay, so 2016, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this happened in 2016, and it was on Monday. I got a text. It was an episode with Kristen Bell, and they were talking about the Shiny Hiney and showing the infomercial. So I wrote on Ellen's Facebook page, you know, you might be laughing about this now, but my Heine has been cleaner than yours for months. And basically, they ended up talking about the infomercial again with Kate Hudson the next day. They contacted me Wednesday, reached out, and were like, we're turning this into Shiny Heine Week. Would you like to come be on the show? Because, like, obviously, there's no better way to end it than to have Miss Shiny Heine here. And so I did, and it was amazing.
Isn't that random, like a commercial that you almost turned down, turned into an appearance on Ellen,
it
which
did.
Is like the greatest show
and
ever.
And then she asked me back to host Cat Week.
I saw that. So how did that, I didn't see the video for that. How did that turn out?
Good. It was
you're
fun.
You're a crazy cat lady.
I'm a cat girl.
I'm a dog guy. I'm team puppies all day.
I'm team all animals, but meow.
But I liked, my friends know if they're watching that I randomly like to meow. But I don't like cats.
You don't? Why don't you like
I'm
cats?
I'm a puppy guy because whenever they're always evil and they scratch me.
They are not always evil.
They're great for Instagram accounts. I mean, there's different hilarious
Instagram
accounts.
Okay, you just haven't met the right cat.
That's probably it. But like,
because my cat is amazing.
The other day I had to get a tire for my friend because his tire was flat. And I went to the alleyways next to Citi Field where the Mets play. And there were black cats all over. And it was the scariest. Black cats are scary. They're bad luck. Black cats.
You're superstitious?
No, but like,
they were everywhere. So I'm like, something, I mean, this is clearly a sign that my life's going to end in 2018 or something.
No.
But I've always been a puppy guy. I don't know. I like puppies. Anyways, you host Cat Week. That's a great opportunity for someone who's not young in the industry, but looking for good opportunities.
Excuse
and you
me?
Get
what,
Ellen.
I'm sorry, what are you saying? I'm not young?
You're young.
What is he saying?
You've been around the industry for what, 5 years?
No, I've been doing this for a long time.
I said you look young.
It's
I mean,
okay.
We're not going to give her age out there. That's government. That's secret, top secret info.
Yes. No, it was a great break. Really motivated me to keep doing what I was doing. Because, you know, after you're trying the acting thing for so long, it's hard. Mm-hmm. You start to be like, is this really what I want to do? And that was really what I needed to push me to make the decision to keep going.
And HQ comes up. And so many players, and obviously Scott's been the main guy, but people know you. But which we found crazy, and you found a little crazy. Besides the bar downstairs, our buddy, shout out Sean Marash, he's the producer of the DA show on CBS Sports Radio, a good friend of mine. He notices you and asks to take a picture, but you don't have that happen.
No, it hasn't.
Which is random.
You guys, you can
find totally her in the streets.
Find me and say hi. I want you to say hi.
Like, wouldn't you be
I'm
honored?
Nice.
Like, you get super high. Like, you got hype. Like, you were trying
excited.
To stay calm, but you were excited that
I
he
was very
asked
excited.
For a picture.
He wanted to take a picture with me.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah, it was.
But that's so weird. It doesn't happen. Like, I don't know. Maybe because if you were in the Scots role every day, it would happen. Because
sure.
him, they recognize
sure.
him. But. I feel like you should be recognized more.
Well,
so we're recognizing you.
You
here today.
Thank you.
So we're doing
I appreciate that.
You've been on The Bold and the Beautiful. Now that Lime Arita thing, was that a commercial?
Oh yeah, I do a lot of commercial
Lime
work.
Arita.
I have a spot airing right now for Blue Buffalo pet food. Yeah, I've done a lot. I've done a Super Bowl commercial before.
Really?
Yeah.
What commercial?
This was like maybe
sports
6 years ago.
There we go.
Yeah, it was maybe like
Eagles
6
fan.
Years ago for Bud Light.
Oh, Dilly
Bud
Dilly.
Light. Yeah, it was a Super Bowl. I got into Super Bowl. It was pretty cool.
Wow, Dilly Dilly in the building. Do you know what that means or no?
Nope.
The new Bud Light commercials, the whole saying is Dilly
got
Dilly.
It.
Wow, Bud Light. That's a big time. When you get a Bud Light Super Bowl commercial, because everyone
cool.
lives for the beer commercials
yeah.
in the Super Bowl. Okay, a couple more minutes with Sarah Priebus. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Sarah Priebus. If you see her in the streets, please ask for a picture. It'll make her feel wonderful if you do so. And you should, because it's a cool thing to meet a HQ trivia host. This has opened opportunities for you, I would imagine. I imagine you're excited. What else are you working on? What's coming in 2018 that you have planned?
Well, pilot season has just started. So anyone that's an actor or knows anything about the film and TV industry knows that this is crunch time. You know, this is when mm-hmm. all the new shows, potential new shows, get cast and made. And so for me, that's kind of what I'm focused on right now is getting out there. I'm sure HQ will only help at this point because I have had the experience now where I go into auditions and people are like, oh, I know you from HQ. Which works a lot, which does work to my advantage, I can assume, because it's mm-hmm. like having a familiar face.
Yeah, I imagine that's going to help you down the road.
Yeah.
Just keep plugging that along. And a couple of things. She does not know the question until they come up on the screen. There's no secrets. You kind of know as much as we do, apparently. Like,
I do. I really don't know anything about anything ever.
We just play.
Aside from when I'm hosting.
And she's allowed to play. I mean, she's just like us. She just hosts it.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, get her to give me some of those 3 o'clock answers. She doesn't know. Like, they don't text her like, all right, here are the answers at 3 o'clock. Don't tell anyone. And we're going to have a Watergate scandal, HQ
well,
trivia
they
scandal.
Well, I know I have a loud mouth, so I'd probably get around telling people.
Is that a Philly thing?
Yes.
Yeah, Philly people got a loud mouth. There was a lot of destruction that went on in Philly after they clinched the spot in the Super Bowl. I mean, the cars lit on fire, people just causing mayhem. Favorite cheesesteak spot in Philly? Gino's?
I got to tell you, I've never been to either.
Wow.
I know. There used to be a great spot down the street from my house growing up that we would go to. But it's just like, for me, it's just about having a cheesesteak in Philly. The bread is different. You know, mm-hmm. the cheesesteak's put together different. So it doesn't necessarily matter where you have it as long mm-hmm. as you're in Philly.
There it is. Sarah Priebus, Philly / New York zone, Brooklyn zone. Are you considered a hipster? Is that... are
if you want to consider me a hipster, I'll be hipster.
No, I mean...
I don't think I'm a hipster.
I don't think you are, but you never know.
I can be whatever you want me to be.
She's not dressed like a hipster now. She might go outside and put like a beanie on.
If a casting calls for a hipster, I'm going to look like a hipster.
She had Linkin Park blasting in her headphones. Appreciate you coming in, and good luck to you, and it was a fun time.
Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.